Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministry. So delighted this morning, this afternoon, to be on our radio broadcast for our Saturday morning prayer hosted by Prophetess Brown this morning. We just give God all the praise and all the glory this morning. She has come in, and so I'm going to put it right in her hands. Good morning, Prophetess.
Good afternoon, everyone, and praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and He's worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity where we can come before your throne of grace on this hour, on this afternoon hour, on the time when we are having maybe some leisure time, and just to set aside a little bit of time just to lift up the name of the Lord, just to give him praise, because he is so worthy to be praised. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us this opportunity, oh God. We thank Apostle Deans for just allowing us just to be involved in the prayer that she's given each and every one of us the opportunity to allow us to head up prayer. So I thank you, Apostle Deans. It's a push for me right now, and I just thank the Lord that my mind and my heart is in the right place, and that I can continue to go forward with his word, continue to go forward for his people. So God is good. He's good, and he's faithful to us all the time. I would just like to just start off with the scripture. And I'm going to come from Matthew 6, starting with verse 24. It says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for what your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not more better than they? Of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature." And that is the word of the Lord that he gave me on today. And it also adds into a word of encouragement for us that worry is not of God. And I know it's easier said than done sometimes. But just like the birds of the air, they don't worry about it. You see these birds flying around happy, playing with each other. They don't even worry about what they're going to eat, because they know that their Heavenly Father is going to provide. And just the same, when we're going through different things in our life, it sort of like reminds me of our faith. And we all get caught in different, you know, areas of trials and tribulations. And so the only thing that I'm just adding on to this encouragement today is to not to worry, and just to let the Lord, you know, leave it at the altar, like they say. Leave it at the altar and let God take it and let God rule over it. Because in the end, it's only so much that you're going to be able to do. But if you lay it down on the altar and let God manifest and let God take control, because if you let him take control, he will take control. So when we're coming against whatever our situations are, you know, because things happen, And sometimes things happen, they happen for a reason, in my opinion. They happen to let us see some of God is trying to speak to us. He's trying to tell us something. So when we're going through tough times, when we're going through, because the world today sometimes can be challenging. So when we're going through, you know, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. You know, just like he said in his word, you know, where is your measure of faith? Where is it? You know, increase your faith and just step out and let God do it. And sometimes, you know, and when I say things, it's not just to, it's for me too, because, you know, I think it speaks to whoever's speaking first, you know, and just let God take control, because he will if we let him. Sometimes we have to just step back and stand on his holy word and just stand and let God do what he does best, you know, because whatever way any situation turns out, that's the way it was supposed to turn out. Because, see, God, he ordained us before the beginning of time. He ordained us in our mother's womb. So whatever it is and the things that happen, I believe they happen for a reason. So that's just a little bit of word of encouragement for us on today as we go into prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to your throne of grace, oh God, at this hour, and we just give you thanks. We thank you, Lord God, for our being. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us, oh God, our life, our health, and our strength, oh God.
Yes.
Father, you came by our bedsides on today, oh God. You blew into our lungs. You gave us air. You gave us life on today. So we thank you, oh God. Yes. We thank you, Lord God, for this time that you have allowed right now where we can just take a break, a noontime prayer break, and just lift up the name of Jesus, oh God, because you are the King of Kings, oh God, and you are the Lord of Lords, oh God. And Lord God, we just magnify your holy name, oh Lord, and we thank you, oh God, for all that you have done, oh God, and for even the things we can't see, oh God, that you're working out, oh God. So God, we thank you, oh God, for being God all by yourself, oh Lord. There is none like you, Jesus, oh God. So we give you praise, oh God, on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for everybody who's on the line, oh God. And we ask you, oh God, to incline their ear onto you, oh God, on this afternoon, oh God. Just, God, go with them. Be with them wherever they are, oh God. And put the Lord God, your word into their spirit, oh God. And let them take a little break, oh God, right now from whatever that they may be doing, oh God. And we ask you, oh Lord, that they begin to hear, oh God. Some may be seeking you for this thing, and some may be seeking for something else, oh God. So we ask, Lord, oh God, that they take a little bit of time, oh God, and just to set aside and listen and turn it on to you, oh God. God, you're so faithful to us, oh Lord. And we thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for just
thank you,
being
Lord.
God all by yourself. So, Lord, oh God, on today, oh God, we just give your name praise. But thank you, oh God, that your mercy and your grace still abounding, oh God. And we thank you because without it, oh God, where would we be, oh God? You're so gracious to us, oh Lord.
Yeah.
We just want to say thank you, Lord. Just say thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you have done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We put those, oh God, oh Lord, who are your word on today, oh God, seeking an answer, oh God, seeking to know, oh God, which way shall I turn, what shall I do, shall I go to the right, or shall I go to the left, or shall I move forward, and those who are just standing and they don't know what to do, oh God, just reach out your hand and like you say, touch Jesus. The touch from the Lord is right there. Just stand and let God work, because he's willing to work on our behalf. So, God, for those who are in a place where they don't know what to do or they're contemplating and just don't have an answer, let them know that you're the answer, oh God, that you're the answer for all. For everything. And if they need an answer, the answer is there in you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God. You're so thankful to us, oh God. Better than we are to you, some time, oh God. So, God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that every ear, oh God, can hear clearly whatever they've been praying about in the name of Jesus. They're praying about, Lord God, what to do. We ask, oh God, that on this hour, on this day, oh God, that they get an answer from you, oh God, and let them know it's from you in the name of Jesus, not within themselves, oh Lord. So we thank you, oh God, that you can speak to our mind and speak to our hearts and speak to our spirits. And all we got to do, she has let you in, oh God. Just let you in, oh Lord. Just let him into your heart today. Just let him in, because he's there, and he will take care of you. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We put all sickness and disease, oh God, right now before you, oh Lord. We know that you can heal anything because you are the ultimate healer. You can do anything, Father God. So we ask, oh God, that you, Father God, be with those who are sick right now, who are seeking healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for what you're going to do, Father God. Just going to open up the line, for prayer. I do have a couple prayers, people to pray for, and just maybe give those who would like prayers to open up the line for prayer if you need it.
Amen, amen. All praises be to my God. I would like prayer. This is Minister Mimi. I would like prayer for me and my child. Well, actually, my family, immediate family, but more so for my baby Journey. She has been going through a lot, you know, with the schools and everything, with a lot of the sickness in the schools as far as colds, flu, that kind of thing. So we're here at the doctor's office now, and end up having just strep throat, which I thank God for just some minor like that. And I know it's major in so many eyesights, but it's minor to me because she could have had anything else. But I think that the devil is really trying to attack and get people off their gas. Doing what stuff said the Lord. You get what I'm saying? So I just want to ask for prayer for her, and a special prayer for me, because if I'm sick, I can't really take care of her like I should. So I just ask prayer for me and my baby as of this point. And then I'm pretty sure Big John probably got strep though too, because me and Journey got it. I also want to pray for the many lives that are being taken from flu, pneumonia, COVID. And I would like a special prayer for my cousin. He's not really doing well, so I just would like a special prayer for him too as well, Brandon. And that'll be it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else?
The prayer. Good morning. The prayer for Prophet Sadler and Prophet Sadler. Doctor said she had that flu, whatever kind of flu that's out now. And that's why her chest was hurting her like that. So she's still in the hospital, but just keep praying for her.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come, Lord God, bringing those who have asked for prayer and those who are not even on the line, oh God, that the Lord has put on my heart to pray for. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, oh God. We ask, oh God, for a prayer for a friend of mine, Karen. We ask, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you put this vessel before you right now, Lord God. go with her, Lord God, and cover her with the blood of Jesus, oh Lord, and Father God, heal her, Lord God, from the top of her head, oh God, to the bottom of her feet, oh Lord. You know her situation, Lord God, and you know what she's going through, oh God. So I'm asking, Lord God, that you give her a special blessing on this day, Lord God. Lord God, touch her body like never before, oh God. We know, oh God, that you are the ultimate healer, oh Lord. So we ask, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you provide all of her needs, oh God, her needs physically and her needs spiritually, oh Lord. Lord, I don't know if she's in the hospital. I don't know where she is, oh God, but I'm asking you to touch, oh God. Give her a mighty touch from you, oh Lord, and turn around the situation, oh God, that she's in, Lord God. If she needs cooperation from family, oh God, just incline their hearts and their spirit, oh God, to reach out to her and to give her the help that she needs, oh Lord. So, God, we know, oh, God, that you can work it out, that you can work anything, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So I'm just putting this vessel before you right now, oh, God, and just thanking Lord, you, Lord God, for just a turnaround, huh? A turnaround in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So I thank you, oh, God, that you can see a light on today, oh, God, which is your light, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And just let her know that you're there with her, oh, God, and in the time of her sickness, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We forever give you praise, oh, God. Cover her family, oh, God. Cover her family in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we ask, oh, God, this prayer for her in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, God.
Amen.
God, Lord, God, I'm putting my father before you right now and just asking you, oh, God, just to be with him right now. Lord, God, you know, oh, God, his thoughts. You know, oh, God, what he's going through. You know what he's experiencing right now, oh, God. So I'm asking you, Lord, God, this resilient man that you have given onto this earth, oh, Lord, you have revived him so many times, oh, God. So I'm asking you, Lord, right now, if it's your will, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you, Father God, turn his situation around in the name of Jesus. Lord God, because we know you've done it so many times. And you've shown us the power of what is in you, oh Lord. And that is a testimony unto the people who have seen it and the people who know, oh God. So we ask you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be a comforter to him right now in his time of pain, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you be with him and keep him right now. And even as he's lying maybe by itself, oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that your Holy Spirit, oh, God, be with him. Send your angels, oh, God, that they may comfort him in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We ask all that who are caring for him right now in the name of Jesus, the doctors, the nurses, the dietitians, or whoever have you, Lord God, that they handle him with care, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, God, we ask, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you have your way, oh, God. Have your way in his life right now, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for his spirit. We thank you for his soul. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for him. In Jesus' name. Lord God, we put Prophetess Mimi and her family right now before you, oh, Lord. We ask you for a special prayer for her daughter Journey right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God.
Right now.
We thank you, oh, God, that they're at the doctor's office, oh, Lord. And we thank you, oh, God, that the situation was not even as bad as maybe she thought, oh, Lord. That, Lord, God, that you still have your hand on her, oh, God, now and forevermore, oh, God. We ask you and we thank you, Lord God, for this special spirit, oh God, you have given unto this earth, oh Lord. Lord God, we ask and Lord God, that you heal Journey, oh Lord. Heal her, Lord God, go into that throat area, Lord, and do your miracle, oh God. Lord God, we ask, oh God, that she shall not labor to be sick long, oh God, that her recovery time is a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus, oh God. We even ask, oh God, that you go into the schools, oh God. And so wherever it is that you may be going, oh, God, that this may have contracted, oh, God, we even pray, oh, God, teachers and for the other students, oh, God, to cleanse, oh, God, sanctify, Lord God. Sanitize, oh, God, that area where she may even have contracted this from, even from others, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord.
So we thank you, O Lord, that you continue to show yourself mighty in journey, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you that you're touching her right now. You're healing her right now in the name of Jesus, God. O God. We ask for healing, O God, for the mother and the father, O Lord. We ask, O God, that you heal them, O God, because they have to take care of their baby, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. So we come against all form of sickness, O Lord, all form of disease. We come against it right now. We ask, O God, that you go through the household, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. We ask, O God, that you put your hands on everything in that house, O God, cleanse it and sanctify it and make it healed unto your name, O God. Because we believe and trust in you, Jesus. We know, O God, that you are God above all anything. And we know, O God, that you can do anything, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, O God, that the doctors are making the right decisions and they're coming up with the diagnosis for healing, O God. Healing in the name of Jesus, because you touch their hands, O God. So we come against the strep throat that's in the household right now. In the name of Jesus, we cast it down. In the name of Jesus, O God, and we thank you. And I have to first, O God, before I pray, to repent, O God. Repent in the name of Jesus, O God, for anything I said wrong or done wrong to anybody. In your eyesight, O God, I just have to ask you to forgive me, O God, for anything, O God, from now or past, or knowing, or unknowing, O God. I just ask you, Father God, just to cleanse my mind, O God, from any unrighteousness, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. And I also have to cast down anything not like you, O God. Like Providence even said, oh God, it's a lot going on in the name of Jesus. So we're casting down all stretches of imagination that's not like you, Lord God. We're casting down all the demons in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're lifting the name of Jesus up. We're casting everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everything, oh God, that's trying to have its way over you, oh God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we also put Cousin Brandon before you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you know his situation, Lord. You know what he's going through. Oh God, I ask you to touch him, oh Lord. Touch every form of sickness in his body, oh God. Heal him, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal him, Father God. From the top of his head, oh God, to the bottom of his feet, oh God. Go with him, oh Lord. Go with him as he's going through, Jesus, oh Lord. Go with the doctors, oh God. Go with all that are concerned with his health and trying to heal him and get him back to where you want him to be, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have grace, oh God. Have mercy, oh Lord. Touch him in a mighty way, Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for what you're going to do, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, for all the lives who are affected, Lord God, by COVID and influenza, RSV, and all these other different things that are coming up, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you be, oh God, with each and every person and each and every household, oh Lord. And more important, to be with the doctors and be with the nurses, oh Lord, who are on the front lines and giving healing and administering help. Oh, Lord, all of these people, Lord God. God, this thing is running in the earth. Lord God, we know that you can stop anything, oh God. So we're asking right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you, Father God, heal, especially the ones that are close to us and close in our families, oh Lord, that are dealing with it, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're putting Prophetess Sattler right now before you, oh God, and just asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you heal her body, oh God. Even as she lays in the hospital, Lord, we ask you, oh Lord, to be with the doctors and who is administering the orders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they properly take care of her and that they give her the right medicines and they give her the right protocols in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to touch her, oh God. Touch all that are affected by her, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, that she be with her and let her not be worried, oh God, and let her put her trust in you, oh God. Let her lean on to your understanding, oh God, in this situation, Lord God. We say, oh God, that she is healed. She is healed in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Right,
oh God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
she
you,
has
Lord.
Worked for that. She did a poor
cup.
Oh, God, yes, God.
Yes, God.
Ah, she did it a most he kiss.
Yes,
hey, yes,
Jesus.
God. Ah, the devil
yes,
don't have
God.
No ground. Huh? Hallelujah in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank
oh, God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for her healing. Thank you, Lord. In
thank
the name
you now,
of Jesus.
God.
Oh, God,
in
I thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, oh, God. Thank you. Is there any other prayer requests? Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us time just to lift your mighty name up, just to lean on you, Lord. Just lean on you.
Yeah.
Just like you said in your word, oh, God, of air, the fowl of the sea.
Yeah.
They know not how they're going to be taken care of, but they lean and they trust on you, Jesus, and you provide for them
yeah.
every day. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for just providing for us. That you go before us and you give us everything that we need.
Yes,
we might not have as
yes,
much as
Lord.
We want, oh God. But you go before us and you take care of us, Lord.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, we ever give your name praise, oh God. We glorify you, Lord. We love you all
yes.
today, oh God. We thank
yes,
you, Lord.
God.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, if there's no other prayer request, then I think that will conclude the prayer for today.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just bring Prophetess Brown before you on today, God. I ask you to strengthen her, God, right now. Where she needs strengthening that bit up in every area right now, God. Give her wisdom. Give her wise decision, God. I ask you to send her, God. Just wrap your arms around her right now, God, because she needs you. Can't get along with God. I ask you right now to cover and bless family, Charity, Nigel, and Jay, the grandbabies, the daughter-in-laws, and the son-in-law, God. Brother and his wife, God, I ask you right now to just comfort her dad right now. I ask you to just put him in your arms. Don't let him feel not one thing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is your minister, God, your man of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you to take over his situation, take control in it, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for how you're going to do this thing. I'm thanking you for giving Prophetess Brown the tenacity, the patience, the courage to do what you've called her to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now for her even coming on and doing what you did today. Father, I give you glory. I give you praise. And, Lord, I ask you to stand by her. Lord, let her be your be her leading coach, God. Be her redeemer, her refuge, her strength, her very present help, God, in the time of trouble. I ask you to stand by her, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen, amen. So let it be. And God bless you
thank
all
you,
and keep us up in prayer.
Yeah.
Everyone that's on here, we ask that you keep us all up in prayer on today. God bless you all.
Yeah.
I love you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. We'll see you on the next Saturday for Prophetess Brown at this very same time. God bless you. Love
yeah.
you. Have a good day.
God bless. Love everyone. Bye-bye.
Amen.